UKGC takes down hundreds of illegal betting sites. The UK Gambling Commission has released new figures showing its fight against the illegal gambling market. Executive Director Tim Miller shared the data during a speech at the Peers for Gambling Reform Gambling Summit on September 3, 2025. Since April 2025, the start of the financial year, the Commission has issued 344 cease and desist orders to advertisers and operators involved in illegal gambling. It also flagged 45,674 web links connected to unauthorized gambling sites from search engines. Out of these, 30,605 were removed, 466 websites were referred for delisting, and 235 sites were either taken down or blocked in the United Kingdom. Earlier in 2025, the regulator also cracked down on 264 unlicensed operators by targeting their hosts, payment providers, and software developers. Miller explained that these actions were taken alongside new rules such as online slot stake limits and stricter marketing standards. The Commission has been working with search engines and other platforms to cut the visibility of illegal sites. Targeting weak spots in the black market. A 2024 study by the Betting and Gaming Council estimated that illegal gambling in the UK could attract up to £4.3 billion in annual spending, as many unlicensed operators continue to market aggressively to British customers. The Commission said its focus is on protecting vulnerable people, especially those who have self-excluded from licensed gambling platforms, from being drawn into unsafe environments with no safeguards. Reports have also shown that local councils have failed to inspect more than 50% of licensed gambling venues. This has added more pressure on the Commission to close enforcement gaps. Looking ahead, the latest figures show strong enforcement, but the black market remains a major challenge. Industry groups warn it could grow if gambling taxes are increased in the next UK budget. The Commission says its goal is to keep raising pressure on illegal operators and to push licensed operators to follow the rules. Miller confirmed that the regulator is committed to quickly putting the Gambling Act review white paper into action and reviewing its effects to guide future policy. Quote, "It also coincided with a significantly ramping up action against the illegal market, an illegal market that we know sees consumers that have experienced gambling harm, especially those that have self-excluded, as a key part of its customer base. On top of this, we continue to ratchet up the pressure on those who look to offer illegal gambling at scale in Great Britain. You can also expect us to continue our work to achieve compliance at the earliest opportunity from licensed gambling businesses. And where we find failings, we will continue to take appropriate action." Tim Miller, Executive Director of UK Gambling Commission.